The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of August. All right, guys, let me just plug some stuff while I have you. Everyone's probably going to skip over this bit, but don't you fucking dare, okay? Don't you fucking dare skip over this, because there's things to plug, all right? On the 13th of September, we have the General Banter Live Podcast. That's happening at the Limelight. My guest is Aaron McCann. It's going to be litsville.net. And see, anytime there's videos go up and whatever, and people are like, oh, this is fucking hilarious, they're usually from a live podcast. So we make videos for the podcast. We talk a lot of shit. There's a lot of pre-planned banter. And then we play some videos, and it's an all-around very funny night. Usually ending and throwing dicks all over the place. But yeah, so get your tickets to that. You can get them probably, where can you get them, in fact? Ticketmaster. But I'll post the link on my story today. Yeah, so that's happening. And then I've got a tour. If you go to shine.net, you'll get all the tickets. I am going everywhere, bro. Absolutely everywhere. Can I find the fucking things right now? Come on, bro. Let me see all dates. Yeah, get on shine.net. And if you're from any of these places, you can go to it. Ardoan in Askillen, 21st of September, 20th of September, Terrace Hotel, Maharafelt. 2nd of October, Whelan's, Dublin. Get on those tickets. 18th of October, Braid Theatre, Ballymena. 29th of November, Daly's Comedy Club. 30th of November, Daly's Comedy Club. Two shows. Still don't have a photo on the wall down there. Thanks very much, Chrissy Baj, you fucking Thunderbird-looking bastard. Here, by the way, I forgot to mention, at the end of October, we have the Galway Comedy Festival. I'll be doing my own show. I'll be doing a bunch of compilation shows, Best of Northern Ireland. Why is anyone else on it? And, you know, I'll be doing my own show down there for an hour. So you can get a ticket to come see me for an hour, and then you might also catch me on stage at some other things. So there you go. 6th of December, Anchor Bar, Newcastle. 7th of December, Island Arts Centre, Lisburn. 11th of December, Riverside Theatre, Coleraine. And then Down Arts Centre, Downpatrick. And 13th of September, 14th of September, Nerve Centre, Derry. And 20th of December, Olderfleet, Lorne. Let me just write something in my hand. Derry picks. I'm also doing, on the 14th, which is the day after the live podcast, I'll be in Derry at the Nerve Centre doing this like small podcast thing, which apparently is part of some festival. So they're all like, oh, we want it to be Derry themed. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck to tell you, but I'll do something. Also, any UK folk, I'll be in Glasgow on the 30th of September. I'll be in Liverpool Hot Water Comedy Club, 14th of October. Have I got two dates that smashed together? No, I'm talking shit. Manchester, 15th of October, Frog and Bucket. London, Museum of Comedy, 23rd of October. So that's dates, bro. That is dates. And a second Odyssey gig is on sale. Jesus Christ. I was supposed to go to Electric Picnic this weekend, but I cancelled it because I'm not driving the whole way down there to do 10 fucking minutes when I met the booker the other week in Galway, and he's like, we'll get you on the comedy stage next year. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't make sense, bro. Doesn't make sense. Doing an arena. I'm going to do a yurt for 10 minutes for 9 fucking out of their face hippies. Oh, you're a diva?
Yeah.
Make your
colon Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Jettis.
Geddes.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, there we go. There is a dude, shout out to Nathan O'Regan, made me some shorter intros to the podcast, but I forget where he sent them to me, and I haven't downloaded them yet, and I only remembered there now, live on the podcast, that he'd sent me some, so I'm the fucking idiot, okay? What else was I going to go over? Oh yeah! Cheers to everyone who came to Lavery's last week. I don't know what the crack is. Summer used to absolutely kill comedy. You know, it used to fucking kill it. As soon as the sun came out, people were like, "Ah, mate, I'm going to drink fucking warm Magners on my doorstep in East Belfast instead of coming out and seeing anything." And now people fucking flog to Lavery's. Is that the right word? I think I literally just used the word flock. That's what I meant to say. They flog to Lavery's. You know, the people flog on down. I just had an actual stroke in the middle of a podcast there. I'll tell you what, guys. I saw this flog of seagulls, and it was quite impressive. They flock to Lavery's in the summer now. I don't know what the crack is. I also feel terrible because the fucking... We always just do pay at the door. You know, we never do tickets. We decided, or we thought one time we wanted to do tickets in the bar. We're like, nah, don't do tickets. It's fucking, it messes everything up. So we were just like, right, we'll just go pay at the door. And normally it's like, you know, we fill up and then we're like, oh, it's sold out. And then they're like, all right, just let 10 more people in. But this time it was literally like, you know, the first fucking, I don't even know what it is, like 150. First bunch of people get in, and then there's literally just a cutoff, and there's a fucking big queue of people are just like, all right, well, fuck this, I can't go now. And people are like, all right, it's time for a bigger venue. But here's the problem. If we went into a bigger venue, it's only a matter of time before we get a night where, like, it's quiet, because that's the nature of things. You know, you run in a comedy club in Belfast, you're like, there's certain times you're going to guarantee it's going to be packed. You know, I used to think like, oh, freshers are back, it's going to be packed. Nah, because freshers don't want to go to comedy nights because they're just on the piss and trying to finger. And then members of the pub, like regular people, are like, I'm not going out tonight, it'll be full of fucking students. So they don't bother. So it's a very quiet time. It doesn't make sense. But yeah, I don't know, it was packed. People were like, get a bigger venue. And you know, Riley, yeah, if you moved upstairs in Lavery's or something, they were like, right, you can get 300 people in here now. You'd be sitting there with like 60 people. Like, oh, well, this was weird, wasn't it? I mean, ideally, you've got somewhere like the Roisin Dove or whatever in Galway, and they have two rooms in the one bar. They're like, how many pre-sales have we had? And they're like, 80. Sweet. Have it downstairs in the big bar. And they're like, oh, looking quiet tonight. Have it upstairs in the wee place. You know what I mean? Strange. But yeah, it was unbelievable. Everyone did all their wee jokes and all. It's very funny, so it was. Had a great time. You know what I mean? Chatting to everybody. So it was a good time. Thanks to everyone who came out to that. First and third Wednesday of the month and all that shit. By the way, Mickey Bartlett was supposed to be on this podcast. The fucking flaky bastard. You know? He's away at the fringe there. And I'm like, oh, do you want to do a podcast? I certainly will. Sweet, what time? He goes, 11 or 12. And I said, listen, bro, I'm super busy at the minute because I've organised a little trip for myself at the weekend, you know? And by the way, we're going with Maureen's sister and Dutch Frank to England, where Maureen's uncle lives. Where is it? The South Downs or something? Bro. That's the spot. Do you know what I mean? See when people are all like, get the Brits out of fucking Ireland and all that. Here's what you want to do. Sneakily shift over there. You know what I mean? Because I don't know where it is geographically, but it feels like you're in like fucking Tuscany. You know what I mean? It's roasting, beautiful rolling hills. Fuck an Irish pub. You know what I mean? People are like, the Irish pubs are the shit. Go to a real English pub. Not a fucking like, oh, I am the fucking, you know, you're in Tenerife and it's called the fucking, you know, the fucking, the white bastard or something. Although, I mean, it's not that much different around this part of the world, because it's like every pub is the white something, you know? The white heart, the white fucking whatever, the whites only, you know what I mean? I'm going to write that down. That's such a bad joke. I'm keeping that. But yeah, everything's the white heart, the white horse, the fucking white lion, the no blacks allowed. And it's fucking so sweet, bro. You know what I mean? You got all those fucking ales. You can bring your dog in. Sure enough, you know, if you're playing any sort of trad music over here, it's good crack in the corner. The English folk is like, you know, they get some fucking dude on like, you know, something Shakespeare would have bought at a fucking a music shop, you know?
Do you have an instrument that is triangular with only one string?
I do. You know, and some fucking smelly hippies just like... just singing about fairies, I don't know.
The fairies.
You know? Aside from that, great spot, you know what I mean? Nobody doesn't have a Range Rover, you know what I'm saying? The place is fuck. It's one of those, it's so English, it's like,
oh yes, we bought this, shed with, I mean, it's mainly decrepit, but it has at least 26 of the original bricks attached to it, the original bricks, and each brick is worth $4.5 million. And what we do is we just built around it. So these are the original bricks, and there's no
like a so English countryside. Like,
there's no running water, but there's a little brook down and then there's a garden. We will use some eco-friendly detergent to wash the china, and you know, it's all good. You know, we're never here anyway. Spend most of the time in France, but when we come back for a couple of days, you know, and go buy a couple of Range Rovers just for our 2 or 3 day stay at home, and we run them around, and then we just drive them into the brook, you know, crash them into the lake, and then we go back to France. You know what I mean?
And then that's a guy talking to you in the bar, and he's had like 14 pints, and he goes,
"All right, total pip,"
and gets in a fucking Bentley GT and just over a sheep and away he goes. Great spot. So that's where I'm going at the weekend. But yeah, Mickey was supposed to be in this podcast. Mickey Bartlett, who was at the fucking Fringe. Let me read this out. This is his blurb. Ireland's star of BBC's Blame Game. Monumental. The General Banter podcast. He's using this podcast as a credit, and you're like, "Mick, do you want to do the podcast?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then he texts me at 7:30 in the morning, "I'm too tired." Okay? Nobody texts anybody at 7:30 in the morning if you're too tired, unless you've been up all fucking night. "Hey, it's Mickey Bartlett from Monumental General Banter Podcast. Do you want to do the General Banter Podcast?"
Oh, where is he?
Not here. And I'm left, and it's just the way it should be. Me and you guys, the Dead On Mafia. Because that's how we got here in the first place, you know what I mean? Trying to be nice to people. "Do you want to do this? Would you like to do this? Would you like this? Would you like me to do it? I'm going to share this. Talk about your stuff. Da 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 da." And what happens? Fucked back in my face. So then we learn another lesson, which is absolutely, you're on your own. Okay, guys, there you go. Tell that to your fucking blind boy podcast listening fucking ears. We all need to get along. Fucking do we fuck? You're by yourself. Don't let anyone try and fucking... Don't rely on anybody. Don't help anybody. You know? Just put a little fucking glass bubble around your head and plow forward. Okay? There we go. Fuck everyone. I was in Edinburgh at the weekend. We decided... We're Trips McGee at the minute. We are Trips fucking McGee. We decided that... we were thinking like... Maureen keeps making this shit up. You know what I mean? Oh, people go on a fucking... What's the... Let me see. I forget the word for it. I'm going to be sick. A little less excitement. I forget the name for it, but she's like, oh yeah, we should... I'm going to have to ask her. I'm going to send her a voice message, see if she replies to me. Let me see. Maureen, is there a bit of a wanky pregnancy term for when you go on a holiday before you have a baby? Let me know. I have a feeling there is like a dumb fucking name for it. She was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go on one of those. Oh, you know when people are like, oh, there's a push present. There's a push present, you know, for like, well done for having the baby. You're like, what the fuck were you going to do? Oh, well, it's growing inside me for 9 months. And then I thought, I couldn't be arsed having it, you know what I mean? So I just fucking, just forgot about it, you know what I mean? Just let it stay in there. I mean, the good thing is we are missing a fucking antenatal class this weekend, which will probably be, no doubt, more stupid information for retarded fellas. You have to stay with your wife when she's having the baby, because she will need help. Don't be like looking at her fanny and going, that's no use to me, and just fleeing the country. Okay, you have some responsibility to look after this child. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, right, so instead of going on these the holidays, she was, you know, I was like, do you want to go to the Fringe? She's like, nah, it's probably going to be too much money just to like go for a couple of days, blah, blah, blah. And then, in typical. Not even Maureen. It's. I'm pretty sure it's just all women, okay? Get your sexist slippers on now. Do you want to go? No. You realise something is slipping out of your grasp, which is, it was the last week of the Fringe. I think we should go to the Fringe. Okay. Down tools. Forget everything we're doing. We have to go to the Fringe now. So... Luckily, shout out to, I don't even know if it's their name. We got a contact at Stenaline. Shout out to this fucking dude. Got me like cheap rates on getting the car on the boat. So we got the boat. And then we stayed in some very small hotel for a mere 160 a night. And I could literally put my back against the window and get a hard on, you know, and knock the light off. It was that fucking small. But yeah, it was all good. Oh my God, see, getting up. First of all, oh, Jesus Christ. Here's what it is, right? I think people go, I want to go to the, you know, Great Britain. And they think, do I get an EasyJet flight where I have to book 3 seats? Because I'm a fat bastard. Or do they go, I'll just get the boat. I'll just get the boat over and fucking, that means I can just spill all over the fucking upholstery on the boat. No problem. Some of the fucking heaps of shit. Heaps upon heaps of shit. On this fucking boat. Bloody hell. I mean, it's like... I'm a fucking big lad, you know what I mean? But there's something about it where you're like, just try. You know? Just don't fully let go and go, I'm a fat cunt now. You know? You should keep in your brain, I'm overweight and I'm trying. You know? And then eventually something will click and you'll go for it for real. Hasn't happened to me. But you see these people and you're just like, this guy fucking like, he's probably wearing like an, you know, octuple XL shirt with the gut hanging out below that, even respect, smoking at the side, and you're like, smoking, you can't be smoking also, do you know what I mean? Why don't you just fucking carry a gun in your pocket with fucking one bullet in it and you'd be like, ah, didn't work that time. Oh my God, there's just something about that where you're like, you'll just be like, oh, drop that pen, bend over to pick it up. Dead. Ear bleeds, dead. Woman on the fucking... We paid for this recliner lounge. Because all the... We wanted a room, basically, because it was so fucking early. I was like, I would easily go back to bed right now. And it's not that dear. And but they were all taken, obviously, because it was like a bank holiday. And then we got this recliner lounge, and I sat down in this seat, and I was like, Maureen fell asleep instantaneously after she made herself her own bowl of cereal, of course, pregnant, rules don't apply. And also we brought the car, so she's like, oh great, I can bring absolutely everything. I'm bringing a coffee machine, a Nutri-Ninja, and what else have we got? I like this pillow from our fucking sofa, so I'm going to bring that. And I'm not even joking when I say that. What else do you need? Sometimes it's hard to sleep when you don't have your own duvet. I'll bring my own duvet. I don't know what shoes to wear. I don't know whether it's going to be like, you know, I can walk around barefoot, or it's going to be sand or rain or sleet. Or so I'll bring 9 pairs of shoes. I'm not sure. And what else have we got? I know I'm not into cycling, but I might bring this bike. You know, just shit that fucking... So, of course, she brings her own fucking cereal and bowl on the boat like a lunatic. And it's just like crunching away at it like a wee raccoon in the corner. Very cute, obviously. And then she went to sleep straight away. And I was sitting in this room and I was like, this is fucking boiling in here. This is... And then I was like, I know it reclines and all, but like, it doesn't need to recline this much. I mean, I can't even sit upright if I want to. This is fucking... Fell asleep. Woke up, and all you hear is, ding, dong, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that sort of, I don't know where that accent's from, maybe a Scottish person could tell me. That's sort of like, oh, you know, like, the children. She literally said children, you know what I mean? Anybody in charge of children? Oh, children. Once she started speaking, can all the car people go back to their cars? And I'm like, just full sweat on because it's 70 degrees in this room. And I slept the whole time. I was awake for about 15 minutes. And then for 2 hours, I was just like... And I woke up and I had the most aggressive cock wedgie I've ever had. Because the seat is like recliner and fucking, you know, leather. So I sort of slid down this thing, you know, and I'm wearing a pair of like black chinos, so they're not the thickest pants in the world. And I slid down, and I swear to God, like the bottom of them was like under my knee, you know, like the bottom of the fucking leg had come up, and it was about halfway up my shin, and all of the things were like ripping my fucking down. And like literally, you could have been like, "That's your bollock, that's your other bollock, and your cock over there to the side," come and like fucking. Just all bunched up, like the belt was near, like, under my tits. And I was just like, you know, like I was fucking, like I was parachuting and they got those weird pants on. Just such a fucking cock wedgie. I mean, I don't know, if you weren't vomiting, I don't know what's wrong with you. But yeah, it was aggressive. And then I had to do that thing where you stand up and like, oh, I gotta wake myself up. And you do like a couple of jumps. Just to fucking let your testes fucking descend. Meanwhile, every fat bitch, this other woman in the thing, just lying back. She's just drinking Coke. She was just like, dug, 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 at an angle. At a fucking, like, I'm at a reclined angle here. She was like, we'll just drink the fucking Pepsi Max or whatever. And then just be like, shorty. It's like, I mean, sometimes I get jealous where I'm like, why don't I just stop working out and just get fat as all fuck and just be that level of not giving a fuck? You know what I mean? Just be sitting there like, just she's fucking opening this like Bally Arm Brew. Like she had about 5 bottles of fucking soft drinks. She's like busting them open like... And then just, you know, she's like squeezing the bottle in her mouth. And then we just put it down and then just go. And it was like, no effort whatsoever. She was just like, I've got no control over that. It's just, that's my fucking body. Just, sorry. And meanwhile, this is like a quiet sort of reading lounge. You know what I mean? I think it's advertised as like, you gotta stay kind of quiet in there. And she's just like, Sorry about that. Diarrhea. Sorry. She was actual fat bastard. Get my belly, you fucking. And then this fucking woman. I mean, this is the 7:30 boat. This woman behind me, some other fat bitch. think it's full of real, just big American fat bastards from Scotland. You know what I mean? She got in the boat, straight to sleep, of course. Wakes up, walks out, maybe goes to the toilet or whatever, and then goes to the shop and comes back, and she has a fucking, you know, like the big bag of Walkers and a cookie that was about that size. And this is fucking 8:30 in the morning. And then she just sits down, eats the cookie, straight back to sleep. You know what I mean? Like she's went,
oh, I just woke up a wee bit, I'm a wee bit peckish. That's me peckish. Lend me a fucking family pack of fucking Quavers, man. Then
Quavers would be so bad.
Family pack of fucking cheese and onion. And then go back to sleep, man.
Other than that, I had a great time, you know? But anyway, fuck all that. Got off the boat. Drove through Glasgow. Called in with Maureen's auntie. That was fucking wild. Called in a Waitrose, bro. What about Waitrose being the elite of whites? You know what I mean? Talk about, I mean, that's, people are talking about the elite of, you know, the elites and fucking whatever, and everyone's racist and white power. Waitrose, bro. That's where it lives. Go in there and there's fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, where would you get a prawn and avocado sandwich if it wasn't in the whitest place of all time? Honestly, just rich whites. So I loved it, you know what I mean? Literally, there was a very tall Indian guy with a fucking, with a black eye for some reason, and everyone was walking around him like he was a pile of dog shit in the middle of the place. Anyway, here, let's talk about Edinburgh, okay? We got to Edinburgh, first of all, we're knackered, we'd drive for about fucking 4 hours after that, and then we got to the hotel, which, by the way, they must have went, you know, all right, we're hiring people for the fucking hotel. What are we looking for? Hot Spanish chicks? No problem. Full of fucking Hispanic hotties. Jesus Christ. Walked out. The girl at the door, I was like, are you supposed to be in a Snoop Dogg video right now? Or do you work here for real? Outrageous. Anyway, got the hotel. I mean, you right, we were going to be up to fucking 5 o'clock the next morning, because I had previously arranged to do Leighton Live, which is at the Gilded Balloon, at the Fringe, and I spoke to Scott Gibson, who is a Scottish comedy behemoth, and I was like, bro, I know you run, or you know you MC this, chancing my arm here, is there any fucking danger I could get on? And he's like, oh, aye, fucking right. So me, Mickey, and Aaron were on Leighton Live on the same night. So on the Friday, we were like, right, it's fucking mid-afternoon. What are we really going to see? You know, are we going to see anything right now? So we decided, let's just go to fucking sleep. So we went to sleep like a couple of assholes and just fucking slept. By the way, it was very warm outside, and then the aircon in this hotel, which was newly renovated, was amazing. So I put it on, I was like, ah, yes. Thoroughly enjoying myself. Just slept like fuck. And then we went for Vietnamese food, which was shit. You know what I mean? Hold on.
Do you mean Baby Moon?
Baby Moon. That's what it's called. Baby Moon, that's what it's called. Another thing made up by women.
Do you make this pregnancy easier? A baby moon?
Is that a real thing?
Aye. Do you know what'd be nice? A push present? After all the effort I made pushing out this baby.
Tell you what, you can fucking push it in. The 1500 pound fucking pram. That's a push present. Is it not?
Go on a baby moon.
Oh, it really helps the baby. Are you sure you just don't want to lie in your hole for a week?
Yeah.
Anyway, we So yeah, we went for Vietnamese food. And of course, because I've been in Vietnam for 3 days now, I was like, this is horse shit. This is pho? Is it fuck? You know, the noodles aren't even correct. If I was picking holes in it, you know what I mean? So anyway, met up with Aaron, started drinking, of course. His mate Tim was there. Shout out to Tim, who is an absolute fucking soldier, because he had to fly home at 6:30 the next morning. Glasgow to Derry. No thanks. Because he had to work at 10 in Oma. Fuck my life. But he... So yeah, he fucking... We met up with him, had a few drinks. You know, fucked about. Went to a few more bars. Went to Late and Live. And it was weird. It was like sold out, apparently, full of people in this big lecture theatre thing. And, you know, they play the fucking voodoo people. So, everyone's fucking hype as fuck. Scott Gibson goes on MCs. And it's, you forget that it starts at 1 a.m. In my head, I was like, this is the most gangster shit that I've been able to just go, giz a spot. And they're like, no problem. Roll in there, me and the boys, wreck the shop, you know what I mean? And then you go up and you go, oh yeah, I forgot it was 1 a.m. You know, so they're like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, come and get us. Yeah. Everyone goes nuts, go on, start doing material. And it's like, it looks like there's about 300 people there, but it sounds like there's 5. So you're like, bloody, bloody, blah, blah. And everyone's like, and then you start to just notice like, okay, that guy's asleep. They're asleep. And then I just had some fucking woman just going, you're a liar. You know, everything I said, you're lying. And I'm like, it's not a fucking TED talk. It's stand up. Everyone's lying. You dumb bitch. So anyway, but here's the weird bit. Did material. Was getting some laughs, you know what I mean? Getting a wee bit of momentum the odd time. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, you drunk cunts. And everyone's like, yeah. And you're like, how come that's the reaction you had at the end? And then during the set, you were just like, just falling asleep. And then I go off and Scott Gibbs is like, fuck it, right, man. And I was like, well, how was that? And he goes, for Late in Life, he's like, that was a fucking killer set for Late in Life. And I was like, all right. I thought it was going to be Def Jam number 2 in here. And they're like, nah, everyone's fucking wrecked. You know, and then fucking someone else went on, and then Mickey, and then Aaron, who went on with a bottle of Buckfast, and then fucking, there's this other dude, I forget his name, some Kiwi guy from New Zealand, and everyone's like, oh yeah, he's like old school fringe, like he's proper fucking nuts, you know, he does all this mad shit, and I was like, alright, very cool. He's like, yeah, he's a fucking total looper. And then he's like, oh, he does this brilliant bit where he tapes a fucking knife to his head. And I was like, okay, sounds good. He calls himself a Glasgow unicorn. I was like, okay, very funny. And then he does this other bit where he like fills a condom full of ham and then sucks it off. And I was like, okay, let's... And by the way, the guy is so unassuming. He's just like a wee dude. And I thought, like, there's going to be this big wacky loud bastard coming in here. And I didn't even know it was him. And they're like, oh, welcome to the stage. This guy. He goes on stage just in black fucking black trousers and a black shirt and just starts talking away and starts doing, like, material about onions. And I was like, oh, something. Fuck red onions. And what about shallots? Fuck shallots and all. And I'm like, how does he segue between talking about onions and then sucking off a condom full of ham? And sure enough, he just went, da 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 da, yeah, fuck shallots. Anyway, takes out a condom, stuffs it, and then this real sinister music starts playing, and he sucks it off. And I'm just like, what's going on here? Also, the way it was talked up before, I was like, this is going to be some old school 90s fringe shit. And I was just standing there like, what is this? It'd be like if I was just in the middle of material, like, nah, what about fucking, you know, aren't cats mad? Cats are mad, aren't they? Anyway, watch this real quick. And then I just shit on the stage. And then just stand up. And everyone's, like, disgusted. And then you're like, yeah, anyway, that's crazy. Does anyone watch Naked Attraction or something? Fucking chaos. Anyway, a few more drinks. up to the old loft bar, and then we just fucking went home, went to sleep, you know, got up, fucking at a continental breakfast, which I paid for. You know, I was like an asshole at the desk, like, oh, we just had the breakfast, I pay here. And the girl was like, yeah, you pay if you want. Even though there were a lot, you know, when we checked in, they're like, there is a breakfast available, it's £9 each. And I was like, okay, we had the breakfast, can I pay for it? And she's like, yeah, sure. That's how we sneeze. That's an aggressive sneeze. So, needless to say, the next morning, didn't pay for it at all. I was just like, I'm not paying for this shit. So, anyway, what happened was, just woke up, met Aaron. Where did we go for food that first day? I forget. Oh, I know. We went to this place, Bread Meets Bread, which I've actually heard of before. It's class, just like some sort of fucking diner thing. But I knew rightly. And I went in there and I was like, this is the sort of place you can get fully out of hand. But I was like, I'm a bit hungover. You know, I don't want to go too crazy. So I got a patty melt, which I've seen on fucking diners, drive-ins and dives and shit, which is just like, it's like a burger, but it's got toast on it. And they push the burger down into some onions and shit. It was fucking class. Got a few poutine chips between me and Maureen, and she got a toast, like a proper grilled cheese, like fucking 9 litres of cheese in the middle of it. McCann goes full ham in here, okay? He gets a fucking burger that has black pudding, bacon, blue cheese, and fuck knows whatever else. Then he ate what me and Maureen shared. He ate to himself, and then he got a fucking giant milkshake, and he went, oh, should have got the big one. I should have got the shaker instead of the glass. Hey, bro, you can't have 7,000 calories in one go. Even I'm a fat cunt, and I was like, okay, things could get out of hand in here. I'll just have the fucking burger sandwich and a few chips. Jesus Christ. But anyway, fucked about. Of course, we started drinking way too early. Met up with Mickey. Met up with Mickey. You might know him from, he's well known from the Gender Bander podcast. And met up with him and Aaron. And we just started drinking in the fucking daytime. And we bought some tickets for Delamere. Oh, I forgot. Okay, this is where I was going with this story. This whole fucking shitty time. Went to see Neil Delamere, who has played Laveries. He gave me a shout one time, like, oh yeah, would love to test some material, come up. So I go to his show, right? It's in the billiard room in Gilda Balloon, which is downstairs, and it is 47,000 degrees in this fucking room, okay? He's got two Dyson, those big tall Dyson Airblade things, which I guarantee you he bought. I bet you he bought those, like. But anyway, we go in, does the whole show, it's fucking ridiculous. So good, like, it's one thing I get jealous of when I see stand-up. Like, my stand-up is like a belt-fed machine gun. It just goes till it runs out, and then you go, cheers, good night. His is like, you know, there's bits here, and he's doing bits of crowd work, which is just basically getting some information off some people so that he can call back at the end to a bit of fucking crowd work that he did that then fits into his story at the end. It's all themed and fucking all ties in together. What it is just hard work and talent, okay? Two things I don't have, but it was amazing. Brilliantly done, like, great stories all interlinking and everything. Great, very descriptive. And whereas mine is just like, I'm going to write a joke, I'm going to write something about something, and I go, da, 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 da. There's four lines, that's it, done. You know what I mean? Instead of going like, let me do this and this and this, tie it in with a story that I have about it, da, 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 and I'll do a wee callback at the end. I don't do that. I just go, what am I writing about? Body positivity? Da, 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 da. There's one line. Next topic. That's about as much as I do. He has this video at the end, right? Where he plays the video, and he lets on that he's like, oh, we recorded this bit of footage, me and my wife, da, da, but it's actually like a professionally shot, like, sketch almost. Plays this thing, it calls back to a bunch of jokes, and then he gets in, he goes, okay, there's 3,000 shows here at the Fringe, I really appreciate you coming to see mine. You know, blah, blah, blah. here's for coming out, something, something, something. And we're sitting in the second row to his right, basically, behind these two girls, right? And he goes, da 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 da. He goes, get us, yeah? And I went, yes, mate. I'm sort of half drunk, kind of in a daze. And he goes, one more thing. He goes, get us, yeah? And I went, yeah. And he goes, guys, this is Colin Geddes. Everyone in this fucking room just goes, turns around, looks at me. This is Colin Geddes. He's a great comedian from Belfast. You doing a show this Fringe? And I was like, no, I'm not doing a show. And he goes, no, he's not doing a show, but he's a fucking superstar. This guy plays arenas. If you get a chance to see him, go see him. Whatever. And all that shit. He goes, he is a Protestant, but he'll, you know, don't let that fucking put you off. And I was like, whatever, bro. I mean, isn't it funny? Like, why can't you just be nothing? I'm about as much a Protestant as I am a fucking meerkat. Know what I'm saying? He's like, anyway, go see him, whatever. And then he just fucking cheers, guys, good night, and goes off stage. And I'm just sitting there with like a whole fucking room of people, like, who's this cunt? You know what I mean? Awful civil of him. Dirt civil, I believe is the term I learned from Aaron at the weekend. But I was just, you know, you're like, I was like half drunk, roasting, watching this, and then that happened, and then I was just like shell-shocked, walking out, just like, okay, all right then. Okay, that happened. But yeah, fucking hell. And then Maureen went to the toilet, and these two turbo sluts came over to me. Like they were straight out of a fucking Schoolboy Q video. So, what's your name? What is that? You do comedy? What's your actual... You know, all like...
Might possibly, you know, wouldn't want to be missing out on hanging around with someone potentially famous. What's...
You know? My pregnant wife's in there shitting. I told Aaron about that, and he was like, what? I texted him, and he's like, what the fuck? That is mental. And I was like, yeah, these two fucking, you know, video vixens after it were fucking trying to suss me out. And he's like, oh, no, I really wish it was there. Class. But anyway, that was just fucking bizarre. And then we had a few more drinks, got some food. Did we get food? No, me and Maureen had a row about food, actually. Because... She's and rightly so, very fussy about what she eats when she's pregnant. And I'm just like, okay, we have basically 1 hour before this show starts. Really, our only option is grab something. It'll be go into like one of these fucking So Glasgow or So Scotland when it's like, what do you want? Kebab, pizza, fucking burger, whatever. We got it all, bro. I was like, our only option is we dive into somewhere and grab something and eat it. It doesn't have to be a full sit-down meal. It doesn't have to be a full kebab. We could go in here and be like, mate, do you have fucking, you know, chicken kebab wrap type thing? It can be anything. But obviously we didn't end up doing it. And then we ended up going to the fucking shop and just getting bread and like fucking ham and basically making like crisp sandwiches in the fucking hotel room because we were going to see Jim Owen and it was right beside our hotel. And ended up having a fucking rye. And she was like, well, you can eat whatever you want. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the asshole who's like, okay, let me just go in here and get a full kebab. And my pregnant wife can stand and watch me as she starves to death. And I'm like, mmm. So yeah, just like, I don't want to suggest 20 things and then get them shot down every time. I want you to pick one and I'm happy to eat anywhere. And then we had a full rye. And then we're like, oh, angry at each other. And then I'm like, imagine we had real ryes like a couple would have. You know what I mean? We're over here arguing about pizza. Imagine people are all like, oh, you fucking don't spend enough time at home with your kids and you're fucking having a fucking affair or something and you bloody blah and you're always like a real argument. Instead, we're going, I can't believe you won't pick a place to eat. Worst argument of all time. And then went to see Jim Owen and laughed it all off and was literally like upset. And what do we get after Jim Owen? A kebab! For fuck's sake. Went to see Jim Owen. Just, you know what I mean? He was doing a show at 8, which was his real show, and then he would at 10 he would do like a work in progress show, which was still like three quarters packed in this big fucking room. And it was just you're just watching it going, what a joy. What a joy to watch. You know what I mean? When someone's having that much fun on stage, it's so silly. It's the silliest shit of all time. And, you know, I love guys like that where they're like, they're so much fun to watch. And they sort of know that maybe some of the jokes aren't like full banging, but they can chuck like a wee... They can chuck a wee shitty one in here and there and people still laugh because they're like, oh, we know that you know that that's silly. We're just playing around. He's like, oh, you know, I come over to Edinburgh and I was like, I thought I can drink. And I thought I could drink, but I found out over here I was doing it all wrong. You know, I was pouring at my ear. You know, stuff like that. And it's like, that's such a shite joke. But because he was in the middle of, like, just being a hilarious bastard, you know, doesn't matter. He said one joke, and I'm going to ruin it here because I know I'm paraphrasing it so badly that if you've seen it for real, it wouldn't matter. He said something about, should I be telling someone's joke on a fucking thing? Ah, fuck it. He sang it anyway. It was like a song. But he said something about, I near fucking erupted. He said about, like, trying out flavour condoms with his wife. And he goes, I'm going to turn the light off. You guess what flavour it is? He knocks the light off and she goes, oh, cheese and onion. And he goes, I haven't even put one on yet. Oh, fuck me. That is so daft. Like, I absolutely laughed my bollocks off at that. So funny. And then we had a kebab and I fell asleep. And everyone's like, are you coming out wearing this, wearing this, wearing the Gilda Balloon knot? And I woke up at fucking 7 in the morning. I was like, yeah, be right there. Okay. And that Mickey, I don't know how the fuck they do that. Like Mickey Bartlett, you know, Mickey Bartlett, you might know him from this podcast. He would just put on his like Instagram story, him in bed at like fucking 9 in the morning, drinking red wine. And you're like, gonna die. Gonna die. You can't be doing that, like. More gigs. Stop offering me more gigs, bro. Got a couple of videos here. First of all, I laughed at this. It says, what's the headline? Black news anchor compared to a gorilla. So this is so funny. I mean, not racially or... We hear this.
Just posted.
Okay, you have to see this. This is Finn. We're about to show. Oh my goodness, take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo. And this week, the zoo's eighth caretaker took over their Instagram. And we are all loving that they did. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close up.
Kind of looks like you. We just took a picture.
Kind of does, actually. Yeah.
Oh, you missed it at the end. Anyway, they've got this fucking footage of a baby gorilla. And it's like, you know, it's got its hands on the fucking camera lens and it's like licking and sniffing and all that shit. And they're like, there's a local zoo. Is that a baby gorilla? And the black dude goes, he's ready for his close up. And she goes, he kind of looks like you. And he goes, he does. And that's racist because, you know, for ages, white people were calling black people monkeys and whatnot. Now, gorilla, ape. You know what I mean? I feel like you call a guy a gorilla of any race, and you'd be like, yeah, I'm a fucking gorilla, bro. I wreck this place. But maybe, maybe you should have, explained, no? Or maybe she should have explained. Fuck. I don't know. Kind of looks like you. Oh, apology segment. I didn't see this. Here's her apologizing.
From KOCO's Alex Houston and Jason Hackett.
I'm here this morning because I want to apologize not only to my coworker, Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate, and I hurt people. And I want you to know I understand how much I hurt you out there and how much I miss you. I love you.
She's like, I found it. First of all, absolutely not crying. I just want to say that I'm very sorry about you. And this guy's sitting there like, yeah, you fucking white bitch.
So much. And you have been one of my best friends for the past year and a half.
Look at the stare he's giving her. Like, oh.
I just hurt you. And I love our community. community. And I want you...
By the way, see when people are like, and I'm crying, and I'm doing this, and what? You're not crying.
No, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for what I said. I know it was wrong, and I am so sorry.
And there is a way to remedy this problem, which is I'll give you that fat fucking anaconda later on, bitch.
Oh, Alex, thank you very much, and I do accept.
Oh, he touched her on the leg as well! And then he touches her on the leg. Rapist. Rapist. But he's basically going like, yeah, you fucking call me a fucking gorilla. And then he's just like, don't worry about it. Puts his hand right on her fanny. Listen, don't worry about it. And it's fine. I'm squeezing your tits. And it's fine. It's okay that you're a racist. Because I get to feel your tits now and you can't say anything.
Your apology.
He's got his hand on her leg. Look at that. By the way, I've heard Joe Rogan talk about that in his thing. He goes, why is the news anchor woman sitting facing the camera in a skirt that is essentially the length of like a pair of boxers? I literally looked down there, nearly my bollock is hanging out, but, well, you know.
Alex is one of my best friends. I mean, we do what we do here, and, you know, it's not as if we see each other here and then we leave and we go home. We talk every day, or almost every other day. I've told you things. First country, we use words. Words are the tools of our trade. Much like a plumber would use a wrench or a doctor would use a scalpel, we use words. And our goal...
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, fucking so weird. Yeah, I mean, there is an element of, you know, like he said, we are fucking mates. And, you know, it's like, if you listen to fucking, I've listened to podcasts where it's like fucking Bobby Lee and, the Tiger Belly podcast and like Andrew Santino's on it, and they're fucking the best of friends. So as soon as the fucking recording starts, Andrew Santino, who's white as all fuck, he's got like an Italian name, but he couldn't be more fucking Irish, like, and he's like, oh, Bobby Lee, like taking a piss out of him being fucking Korean and all this shit, and you're like, that's friendly fire. He can literally be full blown racist. But in context, you're like with his friend who's also calling him fucking, you know, fucking rusty nuts and all this here shit. If they're fucking, you know, maybe she's like, oh, that looks like you, as in like, whatever, you know, you don't, who knows what that means. I don't know. But if someone said to me, Colin, you look like a gorilla, I'd be like, fucking ready to do, you know what I mean? Fucking ready to do. Oh, if I sit here and eat a banana, a hard on, you know what I mean? Maybe he should have just pretended to be really pissed off, and then he's like, there's only one way we can fix this problem. Hello, Twitter world. Look at my fat cock. Now, shout out to whoever sent me this video, because I'm going to play this before I get into the questions. British women are insufferable, and it's a porn video.
Yeah.
I haven't had this in a while. I had this saved for Mickey. Mickey, you might know from the Jenner Bander podcast, but he's not here today. British girls can't dirty talk. What about this music? Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Fucking getting shanked.
There's a guy banging this fucking girl with the worst fake tits of all time. And he's got a t-shirt on.
Cunt. Gonna get his dick so hard, he's gonna get fucked and fucked and fucked. You fucking do that fucking cunt open shit. Slide right in and out, you fucker face.
Slide right in and out, my cunt, you fucker. Slide right in and out, my cunt, you fucker. Incredible. Oh shit, what happened there?
You're fucking hot as fuck.
Yeah. Mm. Oh,
you smell of fucking dick right your nose,
fuck. Oh,
yeah.
Mm, 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 mm.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I got one fucking
horse
hair for you, babe.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
fucking bent over just like you.
Excuse me. I seem to have my there doesn't seem like she's complaining at a fucking restaurant. Excuse me, I don't seem to have a cock in my cunt right now.
Anyone? Yeah. Yeah, can you send me... Do you want a cock in your cunt? Can I get 2 cocks for my cunts, please?
Why is it not playing?
My! Oh, you fucking prick. Oh, that's right. You fuck my arse, you dirty cunt.
Yeah, donkey. Fuck
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on, fucking pull my hair, baby. Fuck you.
You know you got yourself a freak on your hands when she's like, okay, I've got a cock in my cunt. And then she's just going like this to her own mouth. Oh, fuck, I wouldn't even put my own hand on my mouth. She's like fisting her mouth because she just...
Yeah, look at that fucking foxhole. Fucking dirty fucking foxhole.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You can really wank them dicks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's it.
Now, this guy, all these guys, for their anonymity, are wearing, like, Phantom of the Opera type masks, which is the... I mean... That's like the sort of thing, like, an MMA fighter would do to train. You know what I mean? I'd buck on the wife there, so I put on this mask, and then it's just like... Like, it's hard to fucking go door-to-door asking for sweets with a mask on when you're 32. Let alone fucking trying to bang some absolute turbo sluts. Is this the first comment? I've never understood it. The idea of penetrating a chain-smoking ex-con bus driver with 2 blobfish bolted to her chest may work for some of you jabronis in the Western world, but not me. I have standards. Class. Look at this guy in the background. All right, Ray, you got a spunk for me or what? I know you've got a Phantom of the Opera mask on. Keep it fucking anonymous, but you know what I mean, Ray. You got a fucking spunk on me or what?
Spunk me, baby.
Yeah,
here she is, like a fucking
sniffer
dog. Like a spunk
sniffer dog. Who sent me this? Some fucking lunatic sent me.
Fucking
tears, you
dirty cunt.
Sometimes. Then it just ends. Now, what has happened to those women in their lifetime?
I'm a dirty fucking open hole fucking cunt machine.
How do you switch that off?
Great day at work. Anyway, I'll see you later. And tonight I'm going to Tai Bo and maybe fucking watch a bit of Netflix or whatever. And maybe someone can fist my stinking fucking cunt, you dirty cunt.
Like, how does that work in there?
Hello, can I have an Americano, please, with a bit of milk? And then afterwards you can fucking kick fuck my stinking fucking prolapse anus cunt.
Questions from the listeners. Yeah, let's hit some questions, guys. Most of these were probably directed at Mickey Bartlett, who you might know from the General Matter podcast. We'll see if I can work around it, you know what I mean? There's a DM, what does that say? Someone sent another porn link. Listen, every time I think it's time to watch another porn link again, I watch it and I feel sad. You stinking fucking dirty cunts. I'll tell you porn is fine. See these fucking dickheads on, like, Instagram who are basically just, like, some fucking girl with a fat hole and fake tits. And then they try and do, like, comedy sketches that are like, oh, it's kind of funny, but it's also kind of, you could also fucking pull your wire to it. That drives me nuts now. You know what I mean? What was the one I clicked on the other day? It was some girl, just this black girl with just big tits. And the whole time she's just jiggling like this and her tits are jiggling. And whatever she's doing and the thing, like, you're like, oh, I'm trying to... you know, I'm trying to think of something intricate. I'm trying to thread a needle, but my tits are bouncing all over the place. And that's every sketch. Oh, I'm trying to drive, but I can't see all my jiggling tits. And you're like, people are out here trying to write, fuck it. You know, she probably has more followers than, like, Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? Who just put out a special, which is one of the best fucking things I've ever seen in my life. Made me sick. Wanted to quit. And everyone's like, oh, it's transphobic. And you're like, I don't think you're listening correctly. Okay? And also the fucking special is called Sticks and Stones. So fucking toughen up. He's literally making fun of the people that are going to complain. And they do it anyway. Dicks. Where is the one place you would go straight to if a zombie apocalypse started? And what would be your weapon of choice? I would go to a brothel, and my weapon of choice would be my stinking fucking dick cunt. Personally, I would find a boat and try and go to a nice island. They'll never get me there. Do you know what, Tiernan? Great idea, bro. But if you're leaving from Northern Ireland, the first thing you're going to hit is fucking Rathlin, probably. Which is not a nice island. And I've been there, and I had a great time. But let's face it, a kip. Isn't it? Not much to do, to say the least. What would you think of McGregor cracking that old fella for saying his whiskey's pish and then saying sorry on Ariel Helwani? Yeah, well, if he hadn't aired the video, he wouldn't have had to say sorry. But here's the thing. I don't know whether I said this last week or I said it to someone and forgot about it. And it's the same thing as, like, when people say, like, you should never hit a woman, you know? And then you see some video of, like, you know, a bouncer getting fucking high heels thrown at him, and then fucking someone tries to hit him with a wine glass, and he pushes a woman really hard, and she falls on the floor, and everyone goes, whoa, you took that a bit too far, mate. And you're like, no, he was being attacked repeatedly, and then it got to the point where it was going to get potentially very messy and violent, because people are throwing bottles at him, and someone tries to glass him, and he pushed her away and she fell. Absolutely, that's what happens. You know, it's like, I've tried to explain this before, where I'm like, you kind of are protected by society, where it's this thing of like, yeah, you should never hit a woman. Oh, no one should ever hit women. Why is that? Because they're fucking considerably weaker in general than men, and men are way bigger and heavier. And that's just the way it is. So people are like, it's unfair. It's unfair if you hit a woman. But you can still act like it's cool to hit you. Do you know what I mean? You can still fucking act an absolute fucking looper. And you sort of are protected. You're actually not protected. There is this rule where it's like, you shouldn't hit women. You know, you're protected by the law afterwards. You know what I mean? Once you get smacked, we might look at the fucking CCTV and be like, okay, he was very heavy handed there and hit you for no reason. That may well happen. But the fact is, look after yourselves a wee bit. In the moment, you're not protected. In the actual moment of it, you're a fucking bastard. No, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to throw a drink at you and then fucking throw the pint glass at you, and you're not allowed to touch me. Even though if near fucking, you know, slit your throat by accident, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to walk around your car with a hammer and just smash the shit out of your car, and I don't get any fucking repercussions because I'm a woman, because you're not allowed to hit women. That makes you a scumbag. That makes you a scumbag if you fucking hit women, but I'm going to fucking, you know, smash a pint glass into your head and, you know, kick the fuck out of this place. But thanks, I'm a woman, you're not allowed to do anything, because that's my prerogative. Same with the fucking whiskey guy. Someone probably went, you know, it's like, McGregor is a cock, you know what I mean? He has done some fucking asshole things. But at the same time, what would ever make you think that you can slobber to a fucking unhinged MMA fighter? Oh, give me some bottles of whiskey and buy him whiskey. Does everybody at the thing want the whiskey? I don't know what he said, but he probably was like, shove it up your hole, you fucking dickhead. And he's like, what? Bang. Should he have hit him? No, he shouldn't really hit anybody. But it's like, chat shit, get banged. You know, if you don't want to fucking drink it, just be like, oh no, I'm okay, thanks, I don't really drink whiskey, but I appreciate it. No problem. Oh no, it's great. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't have to go, shove it up your hole, you fucking wanker. And then he gets hit, and then he's like, oh, he hit me. for slobbering to him. You know, it's like that fucking, that old clip of like, who is it? Is it Hulk Hogan? And the guy's like, so wrestling's fake or whatever, isn't it? You big fucking softy. And he just goes, it might not be him, might be someone else. He just fucking flatlines this cunt. And you're like, you know, it, wrestling's fake and blah-de-blah, blah, but this is still a fucking 6 foot six, steroid-ridden gorilla. And I can call him a gorilla because he's white. You know, and he just fucking trashes him. And you're like, yeah. Cha-cha get banged. That's what happens. Unbelievable. Oh, I was standing in this bouncer's face, screaming at him for ages, threw two drinks at him, and then fucking told him I was going to come back the next day with a bat, and then I squared up to him and he hit me. Yeah. No shit. Unbelievable. But it's entitlement, you know, it's people being fucking wankers. You can't talk to whoever you want, however you want, that's life. But only in the last fucking bunch of years, people are like, no, I'm protected by fucking whatever. Because you're so used to being on the fucking internet, nothing happens to you. Have you ever listened to James Acaster podcast, Off Menu? They have a special guest every week and have to pick their perfect starter, main, side, drink and dessert. They don't have to go well together. What would you and Mickey Bartlett pick? Well, Mickey Bartlett, who you might know from this podcast, not today. Starter, main, oh man, that's so good. I don't know. I've talked about this a bunch of times, but fucking hell. What are good starters? I don't know. I've had chicken liver pate one time and it was fucking unbelievable. One of the best things I've ever had. I was like, yep, that's the starter. But then I do enjoy like a wee tempura prawn or something like that as a starter. And then at the Vietnamese place over there, I had some fucking spring rolls that were like deep fried. They were fucking ridiculous. So I don't know. We could be here all day. The main. There's no fucking way I could settle on one main. Because it would yeah, it would be so fat bastard. It would be like, give me a pad thai from Bowtree, give me a fucking burger, you know what I mean? I enjoy a burger sometimes. Give me some fucking ramen or some pho. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of shit I want. You know, maybe a fucking steak or some, you know, pork fillet. Char siu pork fillet. I don't know, man. I'd be fucking here all day. Dessert. Give me a lolly. I'm happy enough with lollies. Fuck desserts. Northern favourite Northern Irish slur. Your go-to put-down. I don't know. There's too many. When is Bartlett doing the comedy club with you? Mickey Bartlett, you might know him from this podcast. And Lavery's Comedy Club. Maybe. I don't know. Most... Clara Gallagher, most culty, smicky Scottish phrase you heard at the Fringe. I don't know, I was only there at the Fringe for a couple of days. Seen Chappelle's, this is from Violin Mick, of the String Ninjas fame. Seen Chappelle's new special, and that Michael Jackson bit was something else. The man isn't human. I know a lot of Netflix specials are shit, but that was class. Chopped together well. I only noticed it was from different shows because my mate was in the front row for the first 5 minutes and then I couldn't see him again. Yeah, they'll usually shoot a couple of nights or something, just to double down. But yeah, that Chappelle special was fucking just very, very good. I mean, you don't see people do that a lot. Like, you would never see a band put out, like, their fucking sixth or seventh or eighth or whatever the fuck it is album, and it'd be the best album they've ever done, and also possibly be the best album anyone's ever fucking heard. It's crazy. It's crazy how good it is, like. Oh my god. There's bits like the bit he did about your guy Jesse Smollett or Smollier. He called him Juicy Smoolier. And the bit where he's talking about he got these guys to fucking like pretend to fucking kidnap him. And they put a noose around his neck and they left it there. And he's like, who has rope? Who has rope? He's left it around his neck while he's getting a fucking Subway sandwich. And he said there were two white guys in MAGA hats beating the shit out of him. And then it turns out they were like Nigerian. Dave Chappelle's like, not only were they black, they were very black. And then fucking, I don't know, I was just laughing. I can't even say the bit that I was laughing at. Do you know what I mean? Because of my white privilege. But it was fucking hilarious. What's the worst alcoholic drink you've ever had? And the last thing this man sent me was a picture of a guy with a cream egg up his asshole with his bag just dangling there. So that's cool. What's the worst alcoholic drink you've ever had? I went into Lavery's one day in the woodworkers and I was talking to one of the dudes that worked there. And he's like, oh yeah. And he gave me like a wee, what do you call it, like a flight, like the little board with like a bunch of beers on it. And he goes, taste this. Everyone's going fucking mad for this. And I tasted it and he goes, oh, it's like a sour mash fucking stout or something. And I tasted it and I was like, he's like, people are literally getting off the fucking plane and coming here first to try this beer. And I tasted it and I was like, now, could they not have made this at home with warm Guinness and white wine and poured them together? Because that's what I'm tasting right now. And he's like, nah, people love this. And I was like, eh. It was like you fucking emptied all the drinks you had in the one cup and then fucking so bad. Like, so yeah, that was probably the worst thing I've tasted. What's your phone and laptop? Also, I remember pre-drinking at a guy's house. Oh. And he had a, I'm so cold on my leg. He had a bunch of Absolut vodka miniatures. And he's like, well, down these in between beers, you know, just to fucking speed up the process here. So they're all flavoured. There's about 10 of them. And you're like, lemon, weird and stinking. Because that's what the vodkas are. Like you smell them and you go, smells like lemon. Drink it and you go, tastes like vodka. So it's like lemon, burp. Some other one, there's loads of them, all these different flavours. And then one of them was black in colour, and it was like the bottle was black. And he goes, oh, this is pepper flavoured for using with, when you're making a Bloody Mary. And I necked it, and I swear to God, I nearly fucking projectile vomited. And I don't know if anyone's had this, but I remember I used to bite my nails when I was a kid, and someone got me fucking the shit, the paint on your nails. That's what it tasted like. Because, of course, I bit my nails anyway. Because, you know what I mean? Fuck the police. What's your phone and laptop backgrounds? It sounds like a weird question, but sometimes people have some weird, freaky ones going on. Well, the laptop background is just a General Banter logo. And the phone background is the underside of a palm tree that I took a photo of. I took a photo of myself in Tenerife. And I thought it looked like a fucking screensaver type thing, so I kept it. So there you go. Boring. Boring. Eamon Ray, would you ask Terry Keyes back on for one more comedy show? Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't know. I just didn't know he was doing any stand-up. That's it. Question for the podcast. Who are some of your personal favourite fighters today, be it UFC? Personally enjoy Cowboy Cerrone, Nurmagomedov. I thoroughly enjoyed watching Nate Diaz the other day. Loved that. In fact, that whole card was amazing. I do like watching DC. Big fan. Do you think McGregor is... Oh, come on. I don't even know where that's coming from. It's not there. Imagine I just fucking exploded at the end of this. Much too long. Do I think he's finished fighting? Punching up old guys in the pub for not drinking his piss water whiskey? I mean, his whiskey is cake. Is he done? I think... I think he, you know, if it was him, I'd be like, yeah, I'm done. Because the problem is with these guys, they make, like, he makes so much money that he's like, I'm only fighting the big fights. But then everyone's like, doesn't want to fight him, or he's being very, very picky. And then they'll be like, right, fight this guy. And they'll be like, right, you're getting fucking 10 million. And he's like, nah, I want 50. And it just goes on and on. And then all of a sudden you haven't been fighting for fucking 3 years or something. And it's just, you know, if you haven't been fighting that long, there's chances are you might just go back in and get fucking railed by some guy. So, I don't know. Maybe you should just fucking pack it in. Stephen Nolan has put on 2 stone. What other tips does PT Vulcan have to help him keep the weight off for good? Well, I know that's a question for a made-up character, but I don't know any fucking... I mean, the thing with, like... I mean, it's almost like Nolan needs to speak to a fucking psychologist or psychiatrist or something. Because he's doing that... He's probably just done that thing where he was like, right, fuck this. I've been overweight my whole life. It's very unhealthy. I'm so fat. I'm just going to fucking absolute fuck this. I'm just going to take 3 months and go fucking nuts. I'm going to eat 500 calories a day, which is... I don't know anything about fitness and all, but I'm sure all PTs and trainers and nutrition people would be like, you know, that's not really what it's about. That's not sustainable to fucking just fucking plow forward. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like, I'm sure people bring it up all the time, like a lifestyle change. It has to be like, you can't be like, right, for the next 3 months, I'm going to go fucking buck mad and you lose all this weight and then you take the foot off the gas a wee bit and you go, oh shit, I put on 2 stone again because I was eating so little calories that now I'm eating regular amount of calories and I've put on a bit more weight. And it's like, just fucking figure, just work some shit into your fucking life, I'm sure. I'm in no position to give fucking tips. You know, if you really cared about it, you could just be like, right, here's what I do. I work out, you know, I find something cool to do, you know, and I know that trying to eat reasonably well is good for me, so I'll just continue this and just keep plowing along. Like, see all that fucking, I'm going to go and I'm going to do 3 hours on a CrossFit. It'd be better just having a trainer who is helping him lift weights and just be like, listen, eat some. But see, I don't know. It's hard to get into the mind. I mean, he said something like, oh, I slipped up and ate fucking, you know, 24 bags of crisps and like, I'm a fat bastard and we've all been fucking pished and stoned and all. I've never had 24 packets of crisps and 2 Mars bars. That's some fucking eating disorder shit there. So I don't know, but I hope he doesn't just balloon back up. It'd be good if he just fucking evened out a wee bit, you know, because it's that thing of, it's like, there's no point in like stopping smoking for 5 months, if after 5 months you're going to go back on 80 a day. And you'd be like, oh, but I had none that whole time. I mean, it would be better probably to be like, okay, I smoked 60 a day. Now I smoke 2 a day. You know? And then there'd be a day where, like, you forget to smoke one of your cigarettes. And there'd be a day where you're like, I didn't smoke at all today. And it's like that thing of, like, it was absolutely packed. And then you brought it right down. And it's just at such a low level. It's like, if you're one of those people who... is like, oh, I'm always trying to quit smoking. And I'm like, ah, fuck, I got 3 days and then I smoked one and then I felt bad and then I didn't smoke. It's better to be the person who's aware of it and is always trying than someone who's like unaware of it. Ah, fuck, I did it too. I was just like, ah, fuck, I just smoked fucking all day. Who gives a shit? And then the odd day you're like busy, stressed, have a gig and drinking. And you're like, okay, I smoked absolutely way too much today. That was absolutely fucking disgusting. And then... the more I thought about it when I stopped, I was like, just keep thinking about the ones you haven't smoked, you know, and you... What the fuck is that? Where is it? Fuck's sake. How annoying is it when you're just... Your Rolex goes off all the time? It's a Timex expedition. Yeah. Per Nolan. Hey, Colin. Massive fan here. Love all the podcasts and Insta posts about the child. Keep it lit. But hey, just wondering, would you rather have your dinner cooked by one Mickey Bartlett-sized fly or fuck me. I hate those questions. Sorry, James. Hate those questions. Are you going to listen to the Dolecast? Bro, I don't listen to fucking anything. Podcasts are for making, not for listening to. Alright? And I realised that about comedy when I was at the Fringe. Comedy's for doing, not for listening to. Bored of it. Colin, you wake up. You're 2 inches inside of Aaron's... sorry, I nearly threw up the fella. 2 inches inside of Aaron's ass. 2 inches in Aaron's ass, he wouldn't even feel it. Ah, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? It's just like, who would you rather be bucking? I mean, you throw a bit of tan on Aaron's ass, it could be fucking Kim Kardashian. Not sure if you boys answered this, so if you have, apologies, podcast question. Do you dry yourself from the head to toes, or toes to head? Mate does it from toes to head, and that's weird as fuck. Well, yeah, you go from the top down, because obviously gravity is carrying the water down your body anyway. So you dry it from the top. Start drying from the bottom and you're just dripping all over your fucking self. Jesus Christ, tell your mate he's fucking retarded. Have you ever had any real heat or negative reactions over a bit or a video you've done? No, never stand up. No one's ever said anything about stand up. I got a bit of jip about the pedo hands video that I put up one time. And everyone was just like, bro, this is insensitive and you're not taking into consideration people who've actually been abused and all. And I was like, I mean, it is sad because it's fucking hilarious. And I put it online, everyone's giving off. I played it live at the Jenner Bander podcast twice and everyone fucking nearly blew the roof off. So it's confusing. But I took it down just because I didn't care that if it offended anybody, and I feel like people were getting offended on behalf of other people. But it was so silly, and I took it down just because I couldn't be arsed dealing with the shit. It wasn't like I felt anything or was worried about anybody. I was just like, I can't be arsed dealing with fucking the negativity around it. So I just was like, well, fuck it. See you later. I love that. How old is this guy here? I don't know, but this sounds like a 12-year-old asked me this, really. Shout out to Daniel. If you were trapped in a cubicle, Saw style, and had to suck an old man's cock or an old woman's fanny for 10 minutes to survive, which would it be? That's so a 12-year-old question. I don't know. Obviously the fanny, like, but... or just die, you know what I mean? What else we got? Who would win the fight between all you lads in a Royal Rumble type scenario? Every comedian who has performed in Lavery's in 2019 is eligible to enter. I don't know. Royal Rumble like wrestling, or is it an actual fight? I don't know. Have you watched Dave Chappelle's new special? Yes, I have. That's it. Always end on the shit question. I've been asked this before and I'm deadly serious. I would fucking murder every comedian you brought my way. Okay? And that's fact. And that's it. Just fucking one by one. Woodsy. You know what I mean? Kieran. Goose. Shane. Power slam. Boom. Right in his head. Dead. Dave Elliott. Bit of bobbing and weaving. Wear him out. I know there's a lot of power. For about a minute. Knackered. You know what I mean? You name them. Leg locking a bit. McCann. Heel hook, snap his foot off. No problem, bro. That's it. Wrecking all around me. What a strange question to end on, you know? Who's that? Slipknot?
I'm fucking 45, still got a mask on.
I love Slipknot, don't know why I'm saying that. Right, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, guys. I appreciate you listening. Shout out to the Dead On Mafia. Shout out to everyone who's been contributing to this podcast. You know what I mean? Keeping the lights on up in this bitch. Look at this microphone arm. Oh, smooth action. Good recording, hopefully. We're going to look into getting some new hats in the next wee while. The main thing that's happening in the next while is gigs and touring. You know what I mean? We've warmed up all fucking year for this moment. Get those UK tour dates. Glasgow, Liverpool, Manchester, London. Glasgow once in September, so let's fucking, guys, let's fucking wreck the place, okay? Let's fucking do it. The Safe Space Tour. I say bad words, you know what I mean? I'm up there like, Cheers, Netflix, for making me a pedo. You know what I mean? Great stuff. But yeah, that's it. I'm on tour. Check out my Instagram. Just get on the Instagram. Follow Instagram. All the details are there. I might do a big fucking post where I post all the fucking the links to the gigs. Second show of the SSE is on sale. Fucking... That's it. 13th of September, the live podcast. Get the tickets. Because what happens is they sell a wee bit slower than regular gigs. And they go, oh, we sold that. We sold that. And then I go, oh shit, we have like a decent amount of tickets to shift in a week. And then I go mad. And then they sell out. And people are like, can I go? And then you can't. So there you have it. Cheers for listening, guys. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Right. You dirty fucking stinking cunts.